Finance and Economics.
Money in India. Taking notes. The government transforms base money into nothingness and gold.
Not much distinguishes a valuable banknote from any old piece of printed paper, as Indians discovered this week. In a surprise televised address on November 8th, Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, announced that the country's two highest denomination notes, worth 500 and 1,000 rupees, that's $7.50 and $15, were to be legally worthless with near immediate effect. This odd variant of alchemy is the latest in a series of moves to curb illicit income. Economists hope long-term gains will justify a chaotic spell as India adapts. The idea is not as balmy as it might first appear. Mr. Modi has implemented a flurry of schemes to flush out black money, the term Indians use for cash, which is both unaccounted for and outside its formal financial system. Piles of ill-gotten income have long been easy to launder into gold or property, where using notes for at least part of a purchase is the norm. Demonetizing high-value tender means existing notes must be traded in at banks and post offices before the end of the year. That will force those with suitcases of cash either to come clean or to renounce their loot. Still, it is dramatic. Central banks usually balk at moves that call into question the legal worth of the notes they issue. The hastily discontinued tender represents 86% of all the currency in circulation, equivalent to 11% of GDP, in a country where cash remains king. Many Indian residents found themselves with little still legal cash on hand ahead of a forcibly imposed bank holiday and a two-day shutdown of ATMs. A senior bank executive in Mumbai admitted to raiding his daughter's piggy bank to pay for tolls on his way to work. The prospect of life with little or no cash, at least for a few days, cheered those who think Indians should be switching to smartphone apps and card-based payments, which are easier for the authorities to track and tax. That laudable aim will take time in a country where 9 out of every 10 workers still toil in the informal sector. Though the number of Indians with bank accounts has risen sharply thanks to a government financial inclusion scheme, most savings are still held outside the banking system. 1/5 of total economic output is said to be informal. Banks are among those who should gain from the scheme. Much cash now secreted under mattresses should make its way into their coffers or into the mutual funds they offer.